Yo, Gurmans, this is Enjoy the Kaya.
Soft Swami.
And this is Goy's
Cast.
Yo, and it's just like a podcast, but we put Goy's in it.
What you don't was gonna happen.
It's that simple.
Come sip on this androgynous cocktail, man.
Hey.
It's Goy's.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
It's the Goy's Cast. I just, a quick disclaimer, listen. All the things we're saying on her are actual opinion.
People,
so please.
Don't,
we ain't trying to upset nobody. We're just trying to enjoy our lives. It's a hot boy summer out here.
Hot boy winter by the time this comes out.
I don't know. I want to tell you, it's snowing in this room.
It is. Back of my neck is just lifted on that note.
Are we in Bermuda or are we in the North Pole?
You never know.
That's the real question. Antarctica? Here I come.
Mm-hmm. Because these either or yes or no decisions remind me of what? Straight girls.
I'm telling.
And that's what we're talking about today, hey, right now. You
straight
understand?
Up mess. Yo,
you need honestly. To make up your mind. You
make
understand?
Up your mind.
You want to be a straight girl or you want to be a lazy? Where you want to be?
You
be a gay girl? Lazy? Where you want to be? You want to try it out?
You want to be a lesbian?
Come on.
Listen, I don't mind, right?
No.
I'm not a gangster straight girl situation.
No, we never
right?
are.
I know a lot of people might say, oh, well, why are there gangster straight girls? Listen, I don't care. I can't gauge things on whether I think you're gay or straight, okay? You're a person, okay? And you might like my energy, and I right. might like your energy.
Right.
And that might not necessarily mean
Jeez.
You're gay. We might just vibe, and that's how it's got to go.
That's the
whole basis. If you like me, you like me.
Goodness.
Do you know what I mean? If you like me, you like me. It's all right. It's okay to like me.
But I guess that's what it all comes down to when dealing with a straight girl at the end of it. Because it's like, you, gosh, you like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not an everyday thing for you. You don't want that dyke you saw at KFC the other day. You don't want it. I don't know. It's not an everybody thing. It's like, I honestly, I like you.
Type of vibes. Yeah.
You know? And that's, I guess, that's the good thing about straight girls. Not the bad thing about straight girls, yes.
Oh, gosh. Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
Ah,
I don't know.
No, honestly though, straight girls are always super flirty, especially mm-hmm. if you're going out. Like if you're out, it's just like, let me flirt with her. I don't really necessarily want to date her, or I might want to smash, but I'm not really sure.
I don't know. It's the attention.
They like the attention.
It's the attention
of
it all. It's like you have.
Could I pull it if I wanted to?
Yes. So they want to try to get us, but it's the same on our side too. Because like, fuck, can I get you? Could I get that straight girl in the group that always says she only likes man?
Is she spaghetti,
or
is she instant noodles? We should have explained them.
Whatever gets moist and bends faster.
Listen.
You understand?
Because, no. See, that's the thing with the noodles. Instant noodles is like, oh my God, it's something about this person right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's coming over me, but this person right here, I just feel this connection. I feel this energy
100%.
With them. And the vibe is just nice with them. And then, like, spaghetti is like, it's just basically it's straight until you're wet. And then anything could happen.
From there. Yeah.
Whatever floats the boat that night. Tacos or hot dogs, who knows?
I don't know. It's a sticky situation dealing with a straight girl because it's all, I don't know, it's a guessing game the whole way through because you never know how the other person feels about you because they haven't said it or they're not going to say it. You know what I mean? It's just like, when I see you, it is what it is. Why do I need to explain what this is?
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of leaves us in a limbo for a long time, not knowing, you know what I mean, like how they feel about us. You know, if anyone listening, if you're dealt with a straight girl or, you know what I mean.
You are the straight girl dealing
but,
with
hey,
Jeff
if
boys.
You, hey, stop that. No, stop that. Is that who you want?
You have to really be sure about what you want. No, honestly, because it's a lot of masculine women. That get hurt by, and not even just masculine women, and any woman who is attracted, like proper, like a lesbian or a goy or gay, like whatever you call yourself, whatever you go by, like, you know what I mean? People are getting hurt, and straight girls need to think about that. It's not a toy, we're not toys, you know what I mean? We're not a fetish. I'm not a purse to the trial, you know what I mean? If you're interested and you, you know, you don't have to commit to this life if that's not you. That's not who you are. But you should be very clear about what you want from the situation, because you got people that get into the feelings and then, you know, somebody pulls the rug from under them. That's not good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I don't know at what point did I zoned out and then I came back. And then I was looking at his shades and I was like, okay, we're all me. And I was like,
well, in the North Pearl, but it's real bright in her.
You like understand.
North Pearl is very bright.
That honestly, over time in this light. Room, I am trying to extend the duration of my life by freezing it. You understand? Because
in this room, cryogenic.
I'm never seeing goosebumps and stay up. Goosebumps ain't never left. They said, hey.
Hey.
Bitch, I'm here to stay. Because you were not going to stop being cool.
Ever.
Hey.
You should have brought your snow jacket. Hey. Where's the North Face? Get no. it out.
Tell people of a straight girl story you have dealing with a girl who considers herself straight. Or she. Oh. This is a secret in it, and it's all like her messing with you in the first place.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't want to get too slippery in there because, you know, I don't like, I like to keep things quite low profile. Like, you know, if I had a girlfriend, then you're probably known about it. Like, you usually see me with that person. I wouldn't say I hide anybody type of vibes, but, like, I don't think I let everybody into that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, straight girl situations, like, okay. So always this one girl that, like, identifies as straight and she, like, she kind of dangles. She mm-hmm. wants you to dangle. Like, she don't want you go nowhere. Like, I want you to, I want you keep after me. But, like, I also don't want to, like, commit to mm-hmm. being involved.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yo, just say what you want. Like, if you want that sneaky link, like, let me know that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be a thing. Especially, I'm not here to force anybody out of the closet or closet that they're not in.
No.
You know what I mean? It might just be something that you're interested in experiencing. Mm-hmm. And experiencing something sexually doesn't change your sexuality.
No, it doesn't.
It's like, okay, do I like this kind of ice cream? Let me have a taste of it and see. You know what I mean?
It, yeah. Yeah, love to experience things.
You could like more than one thing.
Make decisions in that. But I think, I don't know, dealing with straight girls, it's always a guessing game of if you like me or not, or is, because when you're with someone who is gay or whatever, it's like, look, I fucking like you. You like me?
I like you.
Can we like each other together and do likey-likey things?
Can we likey-likey?
This is what I'm saying. But if a straight girl was like, you're doing all of those things, all, every single one of them, and it's word.
And then they also want you to kind of be in this heteronormative situation as well.
Yeah. Where, you know, by playing this role.
Yeah, it's like, we could share things. I don't always have to be killing the cockroaches. You could kill us. You could kill that roach. Do you want?
See, that's the thing. Yeah, because honestly, a cockroach came in the house the other night with Tamale, and Tamale's the type of person where she don't want to live in the house no more if it's a cockroach or something living in it. If cockroaches would have been living in there before her, she don't want to live there no more.
Burn it on.
She don't want to be there. She's the type of person, pack her bags and she go, oh, she's gonna leave everything there. And she say, you know what, I'm gonna start over. Because of a cockroach, you like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not that scared of cockroaches, but at the same time, a flying cockroach that's hey. That's 2 inches long.
You know,
let
I
that
do,
ding
well,
be.
I
don't know.
Easy,
can't, I'm the type of person, I can close the bedroom door and I'll see about that in the morning. I can't. Let's play peekaboo with that motherfucker tomorrow.
Hello.
I can't deal with that right now.
The cucaracha.
No.
Are you there?
Tamale wants to kill that tonight and do can't not sleep. Let it be alive and we haven't sorted it out. So I think in roles like that, That's where we ban, you know what I mean? Because I'm not this man who wants to kill bugs for you. I want you to kill bugs for me.
But I don't think it's for that man have to just kill bugs. You see the bug fresh, just kill it.
No, this is the thing. This is the thing with masculine things
and
that
feminine,
we feel like,
yeah,
that we have to do and you don't. You know what I mean? So straight girls, stop being such.
Yeah, like you're an independent black woman and you don't need nobody, so like chill and just do that.
And it's okay to like a girl. It's okay to go a different way than the way that you feel engraved to go. You can be whatever you want to be, baby.
It's the riding the fence that's hard.
Mm.
The girls that ride the fence. It's one thing to be bi because then you know that I like both. You know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not a question. This is what it is. Where with straight girls, I think you're kind of, like you said, having that guessing game. It's like, who are you expecting me to be? Like, I don't know if you think I'm this soft man, or I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm a soft man. Maybe I'm a hard woman. I don't know what the story is, but that's what they're expecting from you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey,
baby, it's a no.
I'm not that person.
I had this straight girl one time, and she like, you know how like you smack a guy, she has to be like, why stop, man?
She smacked you in the titty.
Why would you hit my titty like that? Why would you kid? Like, baby, my period's on. These babies are tender. Don't do that. I'm a girl. I'm not a man. Don't hit my chest like that.
No, honestly.
No, straight girls don't acknowledge the fact that you see a woman. They see this masculine. I guess when dealing with masculine men, but they see this masculine appearance.
Probably can't only speak
for that. Right, and think that was some sort of man. That's baby. This is a front, baby. These are clothes. When these clothes come off,
I don't want you hit me in my titties.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's not nice. Don't do that, baby.
You want me smacking your titties?
No. Can I speak on that for a second? You know how I tend to wear my shirt open, like, you know what I mean. I got a little Rico Suave situation buttoned on or whatever. Why do straight girls feel like it's appropriate to run the hand on your chest? It's like, Miss Ma'am, hi. Like, hold on a minute. Is this not sexual harassment?
Oh, gosh.
Because I'm a masculine woman?
Because if you would have did that to them.
Because if I would have done that to her, it would have been like, yo, oh, my God, I can't believe she was so disrespectful and out of pocket.
I mean, I agree with that and I don't agree with that because as masculine women, we are allowed some things with women that men are not allowed to do that we are still allowed to do.
Yeah, I guess.
We get to go to the women's changing room. We get to smack our co-workers' ass and be like, bitch, stop fucking around.
Hello.
Let's go. Yeah. We're allowed to do some sneaky shit, but I mean, obviously not all things.
No, you do. But then you also get treated like they treat you like a dude sometimes as well. Like,
That's what they always do.
They just were like, okay, sir, you need to come and ask me on a date. You need to come and pick me up. You need to come and take me up and square me about time.
Sort it out.
Regardless if they like you or not, you are in charge of whisking them away and sweeping them off their feet. How come we can't be swept? Know what I'm saying?
I speak for yourself, baby. I've been swept a few times.
Well, I've been swept and swapped. That's what I wanted to tell you because their relationships just hadn't worked out.
The swap normally happens.
Hey, listen, it's no harm, no fall. You know what I mean? We learn different things. I want to tell you, girls that are straight-ish, I'm going to say straight-ish because, you know, I've dated some people that's kind of like straight-ish. And I don't know. I just need you to be sure about what you want. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what it is that you need from the situation. Are you here for a good time?
I don't think that's something that's going to happen.
Are you here for a long time?
Are you just here on a trial?
If you want the week free Amazon package, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what I'm talking about?
Like, you know, you get the free sign up for a week for whatever before you start paying for the real version. Like, if you need the 7-day trial, 2-week trial.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to pretend. I'm an adult. Okay? And as I will be getting involved with you, you're going to be an adult. So an adult and an adult, and we both agree on it, then why are we adding all
adult
this
extra? Adult to adult. But, straight women, I want you to not hurt us that we love you. And you keep the world spinning. I tell you that.
You
keep the world spinning, and don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough.
What are you saying here? Don't stop till you get enough. Date whoever you want to date.
That's the moral of this story. Yeah, straight women, I don't know.
I just wish we need to get some straight women on here so we could have this conversation.
And we have this conversation.
And
again.
We can really have the conversation.
We revisit it.
So I think it's necessary.
Look forward to that, please.
Yeah, so if you're a straight woman and you're interested in coming on and having a good laugh with us and clearing some things up.
Hey.
Making me understand. Help me help you. Help me.
Help you. Hey. So this is what? This has been a goys.
It's been a goys cast, bro. It's always a joke with any we come over here, bro. You're full of jokes all the time. We gotta go, man.
I'll see. She said, we're going to get it. All right, man. Bye.